Well, we move into a new chapter here, chapter 11 of Ecclesiastes. We see that the person who will find meaning and fulfillment in life is one who will reverence God because he controls everything, but still work hard to accomplish successful objectives. Wise, fulfilled people are not excuse makers. They're not apathetic. When they tackle something, they give it to their best. And God may not always allow them to succeed, but it was not because of lack of effort. Verse 5 here is critical to the context, where it lets us know that God is always the one in sovereign control. God is always doing things we know nothing about. So even though we may work hard, make the right moves, we must always leave room for the sovereign work of the sovereign God. Meaningful and fulfilled life is one that realizes success and increase are not instant or immediate and require expansion, not hoarding. Look at verse 1. Cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. There have been at least two different ways this verse has been interpreted. This has been interpreted commercially. It's also been interpreted philanthropically. Ultimately, there is a third way, and that is spiritually. Those who hold on to the commercial interpretation believe that it means that we should trust God and be willing to keep spreading and expanding our business, knowing that someday we will find prosperity. Those who hold to it being a philanthropic interpretation believe that it means don't hoard what you have, but give it out, and eventually you'll discover that much more is coming back to you. A meaningful and fulfilled life is one that realizes diversification is a key in view of the unknown future. The verse 2, give a portion to 7 or even to 8, for you know not what disaster may happen on earth. Real reward in heaven will be based on this diversity. As believers, we need to be witnesses, students, and teachers. As believers, even though we may have one specific spiritual gift, we should still demonstrate all the fruit of the Spirit. And then a meaningful and fulfilled life is one that recognizes proper timing of certain events. Look at verse 3. If the clouds are full of rain, they empty themselves on the earth. And if a tree falls to the south or to the north, in the place where the tree falls, there it will lie. We've already learned there's timing for everything. Back in Ecclesiastes 3:1, we saw that a wise person knows how to read that timing and then proceed. The image of clouds being full is the image of looking into the sky, seeing heavy clouds, and realize that these clouds are going to pour out rain. We cannot control the clouds, we cannot control the rain. So the wise person reads the clouds and makes proper preparations in view of that coming rain. But we also meet a meaningful and fulfilled life is one that realizes that regardless of the direction of life, once the life ends, it's over. Many people are like trees in life. They sway this way and that. They make a lot of noise, even at times a thundering roar. But when they fall and die, down they go and it's over. There's something said to be said here for the sovereignty of God. God determines which tree falls and which tree doesn't. He determines ultimately which direction it will fall, and he determines where it will lay. And then we see a meaningful and fulfilled life is one that does not make excuses but trusts in God. Look at verse 4. He who observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap. A foolish person is always making excuses for not doing the work or not working. The foolish person will look at the wind or the clouds and use them as an excuse for not getting the job done. But the wise person gets at his work and leaves what God is doing, going to do to God. He may send a strong wind, or he may send rain, or he may not. That's his decision. Therefore, the wise person gets to his tasks anyways. We see that a meaningful and fulfilled life is one that recognizes there are things that in this world that only God knows. Look at verse 5. As you do not know the way the spirit comes to the bones in the womb or of a woman with child, so you do not know the work of God who makes everything. Wise people stand in awe of God's sovereignty. We cannot even figure out the path of the wind, and no medical scientist will ever figure out the mystery of a pregnancy in the womb. These are things controlled by God. And the wise person accepts this and keeps working. And then a meaningful and fulfilled life is one that keeps working in the morning and the evening. Verse 6 says, in the morning sow your seed, and at evening withhold not your hand, for you do not know which will prosper, this or that, or whether both alike will be good. Forget the clouds, forget the wind, forget the falling trees. We must keep at our work for God and His will. At some point in time, He'll grant us success. And it may be in the early part of the work or the late part of the work, but we need to keep at it. And these principles are business principles that are the wise principles of God, and we need to see them, and we need to apply them.